Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, and after listening to Turning Point Audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet and do a short Bible study there and follow the guideline of how to read the entire Bible through systematically in a year. Daily Devotional Prayer Booklet Guide is also authored by me, published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members across the world subscribe to be receiving it on your phone. You can do a 1 year or a monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today. Welcome also to Saturday, the 16th day in March 2024. This month still owe you so many good things that have to be delivered. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Before today is over, you will receive a major breaking news for good. Someone is listening to me now. You have lost some opportunities that has affected your progress in certain areas of life. God asked me to announce to you, He will give you several other opportunities to recover what you have lost. You will not only recover them, He shall compensate you. God will compensate you. Hey, whatever time, money, space, and opportunity lost, I announce to someone today, this is your catch-up moment, and this is your take-it-back season. I see someone with wet eyes. What is making you to cry in the last 48 hours over certain issues of life? Oh my God, I pray for you. Over that same issue, you will smile, you will laugh, you will sing new song, you will dance and give testimony. Someone is out there saying, others are giving testimonies. When will I also have my own testimonies? Lay hand on your body if you are one of such. A testimony worthy miracles shall break out for you very soon in Jesus' name. Everyone, can you do this? If you have faith in this prophetic action, please do it. Call three persons you have not spoken to for some time. Well-meaning persons, important persons around you or to you. Call or send an SMS of, I just want to greet you and ask after your welfare. How are you, sir? Or how are you, man? Stay blessed. I love you. That is all. Three highly respected persons. Just greet them and ask after their welfare. Tell them you love them. Don't ask for money and don't ask for help. Just greeting and asking after their welfare. You will see what will follow after. It could be your relative or a distant person. It could be your person, your son, your daughter, uncle, auntie, parent, or somebody far or near. Do so and see what God will bring out of that. All pregnant women listening to me, lay hand on your tummy. I speak to the baby or babies in your womb. I speak to your own body system also. You will deliver this baby without struggle, without stress at its time in Jesus' name. Who is this? God said, I should tell you, he's fighting your battles. Yes, that's how I heard it. Tell him or her, I have taken over the battles. Your victory is assured. If that is related to you, say amen, amen, and amen. Put a battle seed of choice behind that prayer. Let's see what will happen in a little while from now. March 16th, celebrate your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Oh, be elevated. God bless your new age. You will celebrate March 16th yearly in good health, in joy, and in prosperity till you are 120 years in Jesus' name. Let's go over to teachings and the learning segment. First one today, concerning the woman whose husband slept with the maid. Daddy, I'm a widow today because of this kind of ugly incident. My husband slept with my younger sister, even impregnated her. I exposed her to everybody. That led him to another woman outside. He is dead now, and I'm the only one taking care of our six children. I regret my actions by exposing his deed to the outsiders. The woman should forgive her husband since he is begging her. Wow. Oh, dear. Thank you. I think we have said enough about this particular issue. Let's leave it the way we have said it so far. I still have so many reactions coming to me here. Many are even speaking very strongly to me or against what I advise. If there are other concerns, we will channel it to this woman when we are able to locate her through the phone. And we will also reach out to the victim, the poor girl, to see what we can do in rehabilitating her and helping her. Next, good day, Daddy. What is the meaning of fivefold ministry that you mention all the time? Well, it is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, where Paul the Apostle wrote, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers five offices in the body of Christ. In verse 5, he spoke about the purpose for the fivefold gift, for the growth, edification, and perfecting the saints. However, there are several other gifts, callings, and assignments in the body of Christ beside the five. See that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 28 to 29 for some others. We all have different roles and assignments to carry out in the body of Christ. Everyone should read Romans chapter 12, verses 5 to 8. Even giving is categorized as a major ministry in the body of Christ. So all givers, all seesawers, all tithers, keep it up. It is a calling. It's a major ministry to the body. Read Romans chapter 12, verse 8. Next, good day, sir. I want to know as a Christian if it is good to spend fake naira note that was put inside money given to me by a customer. I collected it by mistake. Anytime I see the 1,000 naira notes where I kept them, I feel somehow. Is it good for me to just throw them away? But I work for it. It's my money. Wow. You work for the authentic naira note, not the fake ones that was criminally given to you. Now, you should have either confronted the person that gave them to you, if he still can be located and recognized, or report to the law enforcement agents immediately. That was a criminal act, an economic sabotage. But in case you did not realize it on time and the person cannot be located again, my advice is that you do away with it fast. Don't keep it with you and don't spend it to other people. You may be caught in the act and be accused of producing or circulating fake naira notes, which is a very serious criminal offense. A lesson here for us all. Please examine carefully whenever naira note or even any currency note is given to you, especially in higher denomination. Check for the security features on the currency notes, especially the fake ones will not have it. Next, good day, Daddy. Sir, I don't know how to go about my son's case. He's in the university, but he doesn't like the course he's pursuing there. He did not let us know on time from the beginning. He's in the final year with a very low GPA and still have 9 carryovers. I'm confused on what to do because he's currently on an extra year. I'm afraid he may be asked to withdraw or to get out of the system. And I'm a single mother. Wow. How come you waited this long to know his poor performance, low GPA, with 9 extra carryover, even with extra 1 year? Was he brilliant in his secondary school days? You did not tell us his age. My advice is that you should try to know his passion, the real cause, the profession he has a flair for. No one can succeed on what he or she is not passionate about. He can withdraw, prepare, and re-enter for the cause he's really passionate about. You need to be very close to him. It appears to me that he lost it a long time. Without your notice, he has been merely struggling. Parents, learn a lesson from this. Next, I hope it's not a crime to collect 2 mantles, one for my darling wife and children in Imo State, while I travel with one, my own, to abroad. Thank you, sir. Wow, oh no, not a crime. And also not a sin. But remember our teachings. Mantu is not a doctrine we believe or we teach, and also is not magical. It is a faith provoker. It helps to release our faith to receive our miracles. Listeners, well, we will build more on this tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Do so daily. Today is our communion service online. Please get your communion element ready. Have you gotten your TPDF kit, the face cap, the T-shirt, and the wristband? Let's get them and proudly wear them. Use it to introduce other people to TPDF family. SMS or call Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Those of us in Nigeria to get the kit, and 0795650456 for all of us in UK and in Europe. Now, our special seed this month is C3333. As many trees as you can sow, or add to your tithing and cease sowing. It is seed for resurrection and restoration. Your tithe and all the other seed we preach, we teach, and we preach. Please do them. God cannot see sacrifice, tithe, and seed for the enlargement of his kingdom and not be moved to action on all we are asking. Do so today. The Lord will bless you. Now take the communion. Hold the cup in one hand and the flesh. If you are doing it together as a family, hold the cup and the flesh. I prophesy God divine virtue, healing power, lifting power, deliverance power, prosperity power, and all your desires. As you take the flesh and drink the blood by faith, miracles will start happening in Jesus' name. Please pray more over the communion, and when you are done, eat and drink. Believe God. Put your faith to action. Miracles will happen. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and exercise in dominion. Be in charge. Sicknesses will never feast on your body anymore. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are totally healed. The power of God will back you up. Anything and everything that has your name on it will receive the power of God. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.